strange thing, but immediately after telling us that if we don't keep the Torah, we're going to be sent rapidly into Golus. Then says, shall place these words on your hearts and your souls, which shall tie them as signs to your arms. Frontlets between your eyes. Question is, what's the significance? What's the significance of tefillin? That which we said before. And we've just mentioned this in the first paragraph of the Shema. Why do we need to say it again? Says Rashi, even after you're sent into exile, have a mitzvah of a mitzvah, you still have to be distinct with mitzvahs even when you're sent into exile. Hanicha tefillin, put on your tefillin, asa mezuzahs, put mezuzahs on your doorposts. Isn't that obvious? These are not mitzvahs of tlius baaretz, they're not land-based mitzvahs. A Jew has to put on tefillin wherever they are. A Jew has to nail a mezuzah to the door wherever they live. Why would we think that after Golus, we don't have to do this? Such that the pasuk would have to come and tell us that we do. Chazal carry on. Kadesh lo yu lachem chadashim kishet tachzur. There shouldn't be something brand new to you when you come back to Eretz Yisrael. And in fact, pasuk in Yirmiyah lamad alef chav, tzivilach tzionim. Similach tamronim shisi lebeich lemsila derech halachta. Got to place markers for ourselves so that we come back to Eretz Yisrael when they want to do. In fact, the Medrash in the Sifri says, even though I'm kicking you out of the land and you're going to Chutz La'aretz, have a mitzvah of a mitzvah, you should still be distinct with mitzvahs, that when you come back, they shouldn't be brand new to you. The Medrash gives a marshal. Marshal, the melech shekas al ishta, a king got angry with his wife, a chazal of isavia, and she went back to her father's house. And he said to Avim, kushetas betach shiteich, still wear your royal jewelry, that when you come back, it shouldn't be like something new to you. Not because you need them in your father's house, but when you come back, I want them to be familiar to you already. So says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael, my sons, you still need to stand out with your mitzvahs. When you come back, it shouldn't be strange. And that's the tzivilach tzionim. Similach tamrurim is the Beis HaMikdash, is the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, as it says, Mishkachech Yerushalayim Tishkachi Mini. So we do things to remember Eretz Yisrael, we do things to remember the Beis HaMikdash. Because the ikar of mitzvahs is to be done in Eretz Yisrael. Now, of course, it's still a mitzvah d'oraisa in Chutz La'aretz. It doesn't mean there's no mitzvah d'oraisa in Chutz La'aretz. Of course there is. But the ikar chiyuv of the kiyum mitzvah is in Eretz Yisrael. They're there, it's our national constitution. They're there for us to build this model society. The biggest possible way. So whilst the Torah commands tefillin and mezuzahs everywhere, the main place for their observance, the main arena for their observance is in Eretz Yisrael. Not like those that think, oh, the mitzvahs, those were only when we were in exile in order to retain our identity. Now we've come back to Israel, we don't need any more to keep the mitzvahs. We just live in the land, that's good enough. Absolutely not. So remembering and focusing on the fact that really we're meant to be in Eretz Yisrael, and this is where the mitzvahs are meant to be performed. When we do it in Chutz La'aretz, it's so that we should still be familiar with them when we come home. Eretz Yisrael is and was, and will always be our ultimate focus. When we need to remember, when we're putting on mitzvahs, when we're doing mitzvahs, putting on tefillin, but ultimately we're all pointing in that direction.